Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. We're covering stories from across the nation, including new immigration policies released by the Trump administration, Obama's transgender student bathroom rules could be reversed, and some senators weigh in on the U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Our top story. A revision of President Donald Trump's immigration order has expanded the number of immigrants in the country illegally who could be targeted for deportation. Two memos released by the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday give federal immigration agents more latitude to remove anyone in the U.S. illegally who is suspected of committing a crime, including a traffic offense. But the directive will leave protections in place for immigrants known as Dreamers who enter the United States illegally as children. DHS officials say the policies mostly enforce existing law and won't lead to an immediate massive roundup of undocumented immigrants. Immigrant right advocates are voicing concerns the new policies will result in widespread abuses as authorities attempt to fulfill President Trump's goal of tightening border control. Meanwhile, opponents of a bill under consideration at the Iowa State House say it would grease the wheels for President Trump's crackdown on immigrants. House File 265 would essentially bar state and local governments, along with public universities, from enacting policies that limit or restrict enforcement of federal immigration laws. Madeline Cano with Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement says the measure amounts to a dangerous attack on immigrant communities.
It is xenophobic. It is racist. It actually is the opposite of creating public safety. It causes a problem in that there is a huge then distrust between the immigrant and refugee communities and their neighbors, public officials, law enforcement, and educators.
The bill was introduced by Denison Republican Representative Stephen Holt, who argues the bill is aimed at enforcing the law and not at any particular community. Confirmation hearings for Neil Gorsuch, President Donald Trump's nominee to fill the seat of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, will begin in the Senate Judiciary Committee on March 20th, and a heated battle is expected. Tim Morrissey has more from Wisconsin, where the state's U.S. senators are weighing in.
Democrat Tammy Baldwin opposes the nomination, and Republican Ron Johnson supports it. State Senator Chris Larson, a Madison Democrat, believes Judge Gorsuch is part of the problem, not the solution.
On a range of fundamental issues, from sex discrimination to worker safety, he's refused to let ordinary people have their day in court. Neil Gorsuch has sided with big insurance companies. He's sided with employers who denied wages and retirement benefits to employees, and he's generally protected big corporations from accountability.
Senator Johnson praises the nomination of Gorsuch, saying he believes he is the perfect choice to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia because, Johnson says, both strongly believe in the rule of law and in not acting as legislators on the bench. Senator Baldwin says Gorsuch would create more division in the nation and believes he will have a difficult time getting bipartisan support.
In energy news, a county-by-county look at the cost of electricity finds wind and natural gas the cheapest power sources for most of the country, followed by solar and some nuclear power. We get the story from Dan Hyman.
The Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin asked, if you build a power plant anywhere in the U.S. today, what would be the cheapest fuel to run it? Kerry King says they tried to include outside costs, like the health impacts of pollution, to get an accurate comparison.
Assess the cost of electricity and do some comparisons for electricity generation. Try to be as objective as possible. Try to present information in a way that can facilitate discussions.
Historically, coal has often been the cheapest fuel, but its role has declined as the prices of renewables like wind and solar have fallen and fracking has increased the supply of natural gas.
The White House on Tuesday signaled it was preparing to reverse U.S. policy on transgender rights. Former President Barack Obama's administration issued guidance to public schools last May to allow transgender students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity, a move transgender people hailed as a civil rights victory. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Tuesday that President Trump believed the matter was an issue for the states to decide, which is contrary to the Obama stance. Same-sex marriage has been legal in the U.S. since June 2015. New research says state laws legalizing same-sex marriage have brought a reduction in suicide attempts among high school students.
The study particularly notes a decline in suicides among gay, lesbian, and bisexual teenagers in those states prior to the 2015 Supreme Court ruling upholding gay marriage. Advocates for the Texas LGBT community are hoping that the trend will continue. Chuck Smith, CEO of Equality Texas, says laws granting civil rights can have a profound effect on a person's self-image.
The larger takeaway is this is a study that can begin to make a connection between policies or laws that either affirm or stigmatize people and their psychological and physical health.
The study from Johns Hopkins University found in an average year, 3 in 10 gay teenagers attempt suicide, 6 times the rate for straight teens. But in states where gay marriage was legalized, there was a 14% drop in suicide attempts by gay teens. The authors say that while the study doesn't directly link the two events, it suggests additional studies to see if the trend continues. I'm Mark Richardson.
By 2030, American women will live an average of more than 83 years, while men may reach an average of 80, according to a new study. The figures are up just slightly from current 2010 estimates. Right now, American women live to an average of 81, while men live to an average of 77. But other developed countries are projected to do even better by 2030, according to the study in The Lancet. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.